The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Get going. It's time again. It is August 1st, and we are beginning another month, and this is going to go very fast. We have about 90 days until the election. Dear friends, we are at war. War has been declared on us. We didn't ask for this, and the war has taken on many different configurations. One of them is the blatant, outrageous, criminal, evil, satanic Clinton family trying to again assume the presidency. They were both equally involved for 8 years. Remember, Hillary Clinton gave the high sign to go ahead and kill them all at Waco. The woman has more blood in her hands than you could imagine. The Clinton death list. Somebody had to act on behalf of the Clintons to take a lot of those people out. I'm not saying the Clintons talked to Mr. X, Ms. Y, or transsexual Z and said, listen, you got to go rub out Bill and Bob and Mary. They're bothering us. I don't think that that kind of instruction actually needed to be said. The Clintons go way back. This is a CIA globalist Rhodes Scholar family. Rhodes Scholarships aren't given for academic excellence. Look it up. So the war against us being waged to try to, again, put the Clintons in the White House is a war of finality. This is a terminal issue. We're at the final crossroads. If you allow the Clintons to go in the White House again, America is dead, gone, buried, and many Americans will literally be forced to leave the country. Not by the Clintons directly, but indirectly because of the amount of Muslims that will come here. All right, that's war number two. War against European American, Caucasians, against whites, is absolutely underway. Make no mistake about it. It is a war that has been fought in the past, Muslims versus Christians, with no mercy. In fact, no mercy shown by either side, to be historically accurate and fair. This is a war that will be fought to the death. It is not a joke. It's not going to go away. It's only going to get worse. Mrs. Merkel, a globalist agent, a communist lesbian from East Germany, who hates Germany, ought to be hung in the streets immediately for what she has allowed, what she has perpetrated, what she has encouraged, what she continues to allow and will not stop. And that is the destruction of Germany, its culture, its people, its heritage, its magnificence. And much can be said about many other countries in Europe. The British voted Brexit primarily because of the Muslim invasion that Cameron and his Jewish mates conspired to create and install. Over 40 communities and towns in the UK now have a majority of Muslims on the town councils, and they have voted in Sharia law. Hasn't happened here yet, but it will very soon. 81% of Muslims, this is a recent survey conducted by Al Jazeera, the website for the Al Jazeera Arabic television channel, 81% of the respondents overwhelmingly support the Islamic State terrorist group ISIS, with 81%, you better listen, voting yes on whether or not they approved of ISIS conquests in the region and slaughter. They support Islamic State, ISL, ISIL, ISIS, slaughter. The beheading of little children, the beheading of adults, doesn't matter. The religion itself is not a religion. We've been through this before. This is a free country still. We do have a First Amendment. And if you look at the religion and study it and understand it, and our guest this hour will tell more about this, it was basically started as a lark by a pedophile, pervert, murderer, genocidal maniac. And if you don't believe me, look on the homepage in featured stories. You'll find several former Muslims who have come forward and ascertained the truth, the reality. This is not a religion in a spiritual sense. It is a sex death cult. Now, that's not to say there aren't some good, with quotation, good Muslims. But over 80% of Muslims in another poll, if asked to answer if the call came from the Islamic State, would back it. To hell with whatever country they're in. They're going to go with their people. That's fine. Let them stay in their own sandboxes in the Middle East and play with their so-called religion. Leave it home. Leave them home. And by the same token, we should get the hell out of there. We have no business being in their environment. None. Last thing I'm going to say, I've said it before, Islam and the vast majority of those who practice it will never have no interest in or will ever be forced to assimilate into Western culture, into our culture in Europe and our culture in America. They will fight to the death once they get a toehold to maintain their individuality, their own religion, their own culture, and they will work to destroy Christianity. Look at my website. It's your website. New issue of the so-called ISIS magazine makes it quite clear that there is a war again on Christianity. Destroy the cross. Break the cross. This is not going to work, dear friends. Not ever, ever, ever. Hillary wants to bring in 700% more Muslims into this country, 13% of which have active, not latent, tuberculosis in one small group tested here in this country. More Muslims, 700% more than Obama, who is, of course, a Muslim. All right, I'll stop there. You folks, and I don't mean to use the term that Obama uses, folks, but you friends had better damn well figure it out. Hold your nose and vote for Trump if you have to. Better an unknown, potentially great man who might learn on the job a little bit than a career gangster, homicidal, maniac mentality that will go back into the White House and virtually guarantee World War III. You want that? That's what's on the table. Tim Riefat, Terrible Tim, is with us tonight. And what we're going to do is once a month try to get together with Tim to have him elaborate upon some of the things I've just touched upon for you to make sure you understand. Tim was a product of a German mother and a Turkish father. He understands Islam very, very well. He knows the merciless aspect of the culture. And he's here tonight to talk to us about that. Welcome back, Tim. Thank you very much. Forgive the long introduction. I wanted to set the stage for you.
Yeah, it seems you don't like the lovely Muslims because, it's mutual. The Muslims don't like you from their viewpoint. I'm giving the other side of the story. The West is a cesspit of depravity, evil, that worships a false god, false Jewish god, in fact. The women dress as whores, and they're all walking orifices of satanic evil that don't follow the true God, Allah. And from the Muslim viewpoint, the Prophet Muhammad was a man with a perfected soul that could project it to the Godhead, Allah, and get divine knowledge, which he then put down in the Quran. And unlike the infidels, the damned, Muslim has a guaranteed ticket to paradise if he dies in battle fighting against the evil of the infidels. This is also backed up by the Muslim religion being patriarchal, not matriarchal. You're Jewish if you've got a Jewish mother. You're non-Jewish in the Orthodox Jews' eyes if you've got a non-Jewish mother. In Muslim eyes, you're a true Muslim of the Muslim bloodline if your father is a Muslim. So I'm a true Muslim because father was a Turkish Sunni Muslim. And the thought that women who are there to look after children and are cared for by the father and then given into the care of their husband, their purpose in life is what women are there for, which is to have children, look after children, nurture children, and it's for the man to be educated and do the rest. So you can see that this species of human is patriarchal, whereas looking at it from the white side, because mother's German, the Muslims are seen as denigrating and keeping women under. But from the Muslim viewpoint, the Muslim would say, no, we're honoring the woman. The purpose of womankind from Allah, the true God, is that their purpose is to have children, look after the children, and be a good mother to the children and a good wife to the husband. And by educating them and giving them so-called Western careers, we damage their true nature, which is to be good mothers, like a 50s white housewife, etc. And this complete difference is not skin deep. It's basically the two different species. You've got the whites who are deferring to their women in many ways, and you've got the Muslims who defer to the males. And you can see that when you try and have them living together, as in the West, with Merkel, who of course is who's imported
2 million.
According to the 2 million, yeah, and they can bring in their relatives that multiplies that by up to seven. You can see there that it's never going to work because the Muslim demographic is that half the population in many countries like Egypt is under 20. If you look, so of course, unlike the whites, who are old, biased in terms of demographics, the Muslim world is young, and as you know, young people glory in action. The Muslims have their own action men, who are the Islamic State troopers that go to heaven fighting for Allah. They see it on the internet and on television. They glory in it. So you might get older Muslims who want to run businesses and make money out of the infidels, towing the line of the infidels. But the young people, for example, the two that cut the head off the infidel priest, were 19. One, of course, was tagged. They, of course, glory in the true greatness of Islam, and that only the Muslims who die in jihad are guaranteed to go to heaven.
Now, let me say something, Tim. Hold on. You make very good points here, and this will help, hopefully, some of you who may not understand why there will never be a shortage of martyrs who will kill, who will wear suicide vests, who have no problem whatsoever. They actually believe this. That's their belief to their core. No problem. Go ahead.
No problem whatsoever. And remember, they don't have the defective Y chromosomes of the whites that makes the whites so-called pussies. They've got proper Y chromosomes, a whole variety of them. I mean, there's only a handful of Y chromosome types of the whites because of the Ice Age and there was a evolutional nexus point. But the Muslim males are completely free, aggressive, tribal, you know, the hunter-gatherer, tribal-type male that will fight and glory in warriorhood. And if you link warriorhood with a guaranteed ticket to heaven, where you're then served by the prettiest females for all time, honored as the warriors of God, then you can see, of course, there's going to be no shortage of these young people, the young demographic, not the older sellouts who, of course, mumble platitudes to their infidel masters so they can run their businesses and make money. You've got the Muslim sellouts that are in America, in the Pentagon, the CIA, in the think tanks, RAND Corporation, mumbling platitudes to the elite. You've got the same Muslim old sellouts muttering to Theresa May, the queen of the secret police, now the prime minister, that her prevent strategy will solve the Muslim problem, and by jailing any family that dares say anything bad against the infidel state, the prevent strategy where school children, Muslim school children, are immediately arrested by the police if the teacher overhears them saying anything that isn't in the infidel mindset, does the opposite of what Theresa May and her secret police state thought with their prevent strategy. It simply radicalizes, because of course if you've got people treating you as potential terrorists and denigrating your prophet with horrible cartoons and denigrating your true God Allah and denigrating your martyrs for going to heaven, then of course it's obvious that you're going to build a gigantic chip on your shoulder. And of course with the martyrs showing the way to heaven, you're going to start thinking, oh, maybe I should get a license, drive a car and run it into a crowd of infidels, or get an axe and chop them up in an underground tube train or on a train. And you get all these so-called Muslim sellout experts that work for the Germans and the British and the Americans, mumbling what the Americans, the British and the French and the Germans want to hear, which is the Muslim problem can be solved by a Tavistock brainwashing and rigid indoctrination in school, when in fact the complete opposite is the case. The Muslims are radicalized by the system that tries to oppress them. For example, in France, 60% of the prisoners in French jails are Muslim. In Britain, the secret police state is so scared of Muslims being super radicalized in jails that they have to move Muslims around and dilute them with the white infidels, because if you have a couple of Muslims together in a block, they will radicalize and self-affirm each other and reinforce their commitment to the one true God Allah and the one true prophet Muhammad. So you can see I'm talking from the opposite side, because no one in America, no one in Britain, no one in France, no one in Germany is telling anyone of authority anything that they don't want to hear. They're just getting platitudes by sellout Muslims who want to get on the gravy train and be paid lots of money for advising, say, Theresa May or the head of Homeland Security on initiatives which I would, myself, being an expert in thought control, would simply laugh at and giggle in the back row, because they are just giving them complete and utter rubbish, basically what the infidel wants to hear, which is this problem will go away with massive indoctrination, the prevent strategy of Theresa May, and eventually they'll integrate and become nice little infidel Westerners, even though Muslims look upon infidels with complete and utter contempt.
Let's not
say
it in
their faces.
No.
That's, you know, the women are whores, the men are gutless vermin who wouldn't die for their gods, and they are simply repositories of Satan.
We have to remember also that
I'm trying to sugarcoat it for you, Jeff. You know, the Islamic State people.
Well, I don't need anything sugarcoated, but I understand what you're doing. Thank you.
The Islamic State people would be going into vitriolic litanies.
No, you're doing a very good, mature, correct.
All of your so-called Muslim experts, the Muslims, are simply, they got the handout, pay me, and I'll advise you on the strategy, when in fact what they're giving to the British, Theresa May, and the head of Homeland Security, and the head of the French secret police, is pure, refined excrement, which the infidels want to take down in vast amounts.
I can see that clearly.
We have the number one story on the BBC at the moment, this Muslim Khan.
Yeah, hold on, Tam. We have to take a break. We'll come back with Mr. Khan, who is a Khan. And I've got three stories up at the top of headlines that you all need to read and understand.
We need to talk about Mr. Khan, I think.
We shall do that in just a couple of minutes. Don't forget Europe's wonderful offensive to mass train and influence the Muslims with their little pamphlets and flyers that say, please don't rape our women. And then Mrs. Merkel wants all Germans put in sensitivity class so they can become more sensitized to the needs of the rapists. Back in a minute. Okay, let's get right back to it on this Monday night, talking to Terrible Tim in England about the reality of the war we are facing. A war, this is a war of potential extermination and extinction of the Western white civilization. Headlines at Rents for you, just the titles. Con Man. Con versus Donald Trump. Read it. Con specializes in programs selling U.S. citizenship. Read it. Radical Islamist, Khan reported ties to the Brotherhood. Read it. Khan has said a Muslim Brotherhood agent wants Sharia and to flood U.S. with Muslims. Read it. U.S. Gulf War veteran gives a hell of a big wake-up call to Mr. Khan. Terrific statement. And Yochi Shimatsu's piece, Facts omitted on Hillary's Muslim American hero soldier. Read it. Get the information. Understand what's happening. So what about Mr. Khan, Tim?
Well, I say I watched the Democratic convention and listened to him slagging off Donald Trump and saying he didn't follow the Constitution, etc., etc. And when Donald Trump points out the obvious, which is when you've got a husband and wife on stage, then if you are well-mannered, in the Western sense, you would get your wife to say a little piece as well. It doesn't have to be as long as Khan's, but was it Gisela Khan just stood there and was just an accoutrement to the Muslim man, and when Donald Trump said this in a rather roundabout manner, he was vilified by the media, especially the BBC that's running terrible Donald Trump, picking on this exceptionally wonderful Muslim and his wife. They even flew over and interviewed them. Oh, well, their U.S. office interviewed them, and that was the lead story on BBC World News. The lead story, Gisela and, was it, Kay Khan, being interviewed for the first segment of their world news propaganda broadcast by the paedophile British network. So you can see this is all contrived, and Hillary, of course, who is absolutely despised by all of the Bernie Sanders supporters, is now knowing that if she doesn't do something about the xenophobia issue, she's going to lose the election. So the Democratic Party's plan was to get up a token Muslim in order to stimulate a controversy, with the resultant that they could then mind control the population into stating that if you have anti-Muslim feelings, you're like Donald Trump, who picks on these poor Muslim couple of pure perfection because their son died heroically for the United States, and you're unpatriotic. It's simple Tavistock mind control, when in fact all Donald Trump needs to do is to keep hammering at the position of women in Muslim society, the position of women in the Quran, which of course is to be good mothers and bring up their children, not to be whores and run around flaunting themselves like Western women do, and they're there to support their husbands, not to be the active party. He just needs to hammer that you white women out there, do you, under Hillary, who's going to Islamicize the United States, do you really want to simply be the property of your Islamicized husband? Do you want to be forced to have sex with your husband anytime he wishes, which is the norm in Muslim countries? You can't say no to your husband because you're there to sexually satisfy him. If your husband says, I don't want you being educated or having a career because that goes against the seven children that I've had with you, I want you to be a mother and you've got to stay at home, and if you go out, you have to be chaperoned. Do the white women in America want that imposed by Hillary Clinton, who wants to miscegenate the United States in the same way that Germany has been miscegenated, where now the white women in Germany have to go round in groups for fear of being molested by Muslims who look upon white women simply as sex toys, because only a good woman is a Muslim woman, because she covers herself up, doesn't flaunt herself, and all of the infidel women are simply whores, whores of Babylon, whose only purpose is there to be sex toys for true men, the Muslims. Do you, white American woman, do you want your daughters to grow up in a Hillary Clinton-shaped society where your daughters and their granddaughters will be Germanized or Francized or Britannicized or European-sized, where the Muslims have become the majority of the population, like in London, where 60% of the population are
is
not white.
60%
are,
now?
Yeah, they are led by another Khan, the mayor of London,
yeah.
And of course Sharia law is the norm in British cities. Do you want that for your daughters and granddaughters, and do you want to be forced to be good, be a non-Western woman in order to conform to the plans of the Rothschild elite, the Koch brothers, who of course are leading all the billionaires who normally fund Donald Trump, but now are against him. Cohen, the former defense secretary, was on BBC after the Khans, saying he can't vote for Trump, and McCain and the rest are thinking now of not voting for Trump and maybe voting for Hillary. Do you want to join Hillary world, the Rothschild world of miscegenation, where the rights of white women will become Islamicized? Do you know the implications of Khan and on stage the man speaking, because it's the man's place to speak, and it's the woman's place to stand by his side and support him and keep her mouth shut and dress moderately and not look at other men, and when we're home do exactly what the husband wants as a good Muslim wife.
And not complain about having been sexually mutilated as a little girl, and perhaps here, if we become Islamicized enough,
they need to have it because they're whores.
I understand.
And, it's sinful that they enjoy having sex.
Right. Here's what I'm going to propose: the Islamization of this country could potentially, under the proper leadership, and I use the word advisedly, Islamist leadership.
And
demand
million Muslims.
Yes, demand retroactive female genital mutilation to put a stop to this whore of Babylon
behavior. Because remember, white women are whores, and they flaunt themselves, don't wear decent clothing, and therefore it's needed so they don't enjoy sex and are driven towards becoming good women. I mean, there's a lot of...
You better keep that in mind, folks.
Look at the Muslim scholar today in the papers, The Eye, the Muslim scholar who had a six-year-old girl who he bought to be his wife and was already molesting, and the Pakistani police had to take the six-year-old girl off this Muslim scholar. The girl said, she didn't like the man, blah, 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 blah. But you can see that this denigration, it isn't. A good Muslim will treat a woman with absolute care, because in fact they're the property of the father and then the property of the husband, and you treat the woman in the Muslim society with grace and manners. But of course, as you well know, you always get men who aren't good husbands and abuse their wives, blah, blah, blah. But I'm just saying, from the viewpoint of a Muslim, the white women are simply walking whores, and they deserve everything they get. And you'll get the so-called Muslim experts who'll talk to Theresa May, and now we've got Amber Rudd, the female Home Secretary, or the Homeland Security people in America, and they'll say, yes, with the right education, we can get Muslim men acting just like white men, and deferring to the white women and treating them appropriately. No, because they've got different Y chromosomes. They're not the damaged white males who will defer to females. These are males with a huge variety of Y chromosomes that are aggressive and dominant. They're not like the white male eunuch that will put up with a white dominant female. So what the solution is to have the Muslims in their own caliphate with none of these so-called Western dictators, secular dictators like Assad or Saddam or Gaddafi, having a proper Ottoman Empire, which the great man President Erdogan is positing now, taking back the Ottoman Empire, having it totally Islamicized and no secularism, and the whites having countries. I don't know what part of Europe you'll keep for the whites, what part of America you keep for the whites, but white-only sectors of the West where the whites can live in peace, and then if the whites want to visit the Muslim caliphate where all Christian churches are demolished, all the Christians are expelled, then they're treated as guests, because under Quran they'd be treated as guests and you can't touch guests. Similarly, the tourists from the Muslim state would come to white countries, and as tourists they would agree a fatwa that it is a sin against Allah to slaughter the infidels, even though you want to, because you're a guest in their country, and that has been agreed by the spiritual head of the Islamic caliphate, which Muslims want. Islamic State aren't a aberration. They're what true Muslims want a caliphate. They want head of the caliphate, a new Ottoman emperor. They want head of the spiritual church, Sunni church. They want all of the secular Western puppets that work for the Rothschilds and the Koch brothers and Soros. They want them all executed, as we saw with Erdogan, Gulen, who is so-called Muslim, is simply a puppet of Rothschilds and was simply there to take over Turkey so that Gulen could be the new Ayatollah of Turkey and be used in a bloody war against Russia to maim Russia and immolate Turkey, because NATO can't fight Russia and China simultaneously. So all of these shenanigans by the West have destroyed any chance of what you would call a normal, peaceful society on the planet, where the Muslims have their caliphate, they their women are happy because they're good Muslim women, they're not whores like the whites. The whites, on the other hand, can have their white women bossing them about because their males are gutless eunuchs with these deformed Y chromosomes, the so-called wigger, and then when they visit each other, they have enforced spiritual laws on the Muslim side, fatwa that you don't go and kill infidels when you're a tourist because you're a guest. And similarly, when the whites come and visit the caliphate, they don't get beheaded, raped, whatever, because they're guests, and under the Quran, a guest should be treated as a member of your own family. And all of this has been thrown out the window by the Rothschilds and the Jewish bankers who want to miscegenate, to divide and control. And when Donald Trump comes along and states the obvious, which is Muslims and whites can't live together, there's nothing wrong with Muslims if they have their caliphate, there's nothing wrong with whites if they have an all-white country, but which the alternative right wants. But we haven't got that because the Jewish bankers, the Rothschilds, want to divide and conquer, miscegenate, so they can kleptocratize the world. And all you're going to get is, as I prophesied 15 years ago, total race war.
Got it. A new Pew PEW poll, more than 60 million Muslims in this one poll hold very strongly favorable views of ISIS. In other words, they're lined up with them. How many do you think are in any given immigrant population, Tim, who would support, sustain, or otherwise sympathize in an active basis, if asked, by ISIS, ISIL?
No, Islamic State are the Muslim dream. America was the white's dream. Islamic State is the Muslim's dream.
The influence of the state. How many Muslims over here or in the UK would identify with ISIS?
You're looking at it wrongly, Jeff. What you're seeing is the beginning, the birth of the idea of a caliphate. So Islamic State are simply an idea made manifest that the Muslims want a caliphate, a grand
right, I understand.
Caliphate.
But what Americans don't know, Tim, and let me say this. Hold on. About 1,000 years ago, give or take, the Muslim Empire encompassed the entire Mediterranean up into Spain, Italy, the south of Greece, all through Turkey, all through the Mideast. It was an enormous civilization which achieved very high levels in mathematics, the sciences, writing, architecture, and all that. They reached their peak, their zenith. Since then, it's been all downhill, largely because of the British after World War I. The Middle East was essentially, as I said earlier tonight, a large sandbox with lines drawn through it, so-called boundaries, and it has never recovered from the British colonialists and the imperialists of the war.
They put their secular puppets into positions of power, and even if they weren't secular like the Saudis and the Bahrainis, they were simply puppets of the Rothschilds. If they'd left the Ottoman Empire alone, the Ottoman Empire was very good at controlling the Muslims within its boundaries, and you wouldn't have had any of these problems. You wouldn't have the Muslims funneling into Germany, funneling into France, 60% of the prison population in France being Muslims. Right. You wouldn't have the British government now whining on today that it's not if an attack's going to happen, but when. And you wouldn't have the problem that the young population is getting the dream. The dream is that you're not a piece of gutter scum Muslim. You are a warrior of gods. Muslims are the chosen race, and the caliphate, the dream of Allah, is going to manifest, and if it takes 100 million dead, no matter, because you're all going to heaven.
No matter. Look at the Crusades. No matter at all.
So the problem is not that you've got potential Muslim terrorists in the West. No, the dream is that the caliphate will be manifest. Islamic State have gestated and conceived the dream. They will be destroyed, of course, but the dream goes on, and the young demographic will gestate the dream to birth, and instead of having only a few jihadi warriors of gods that go to heaven guaranteed, you'll have more and more and more of them dying for the true God Allah, because the dream is growing in them. It's gestating in their minds, in their hearts. The true faith is gestating. So you might not have many at the moment who want to die for the only God Allah, but 10 years down the road, you'll have a lot. 20 years down the road, you'll have even more. It follows an exponential function, because the dream of Muslims are the master race, that instead of these white...
God, another chosen race.
Instead of the whites treating them as scum, the whites are the scum, the whites are the satanic filth, and the Muslim is the true race of God. This is what Islamic State have birthed, and this is what is breeding among the young demographic. And you've got all these so-called old Muslims who are just wanting money, who mutter the same old platitudes to all of the so-called rulers of the West, right, because all they want is money. They don't talk to people like myself who understand what's happening in the Muslim nation and understand the dynamic. So the Muslim problem hasn't even started. Islamic State have birthed a dream that we, the Muslim, are the master race. We, the Muslim, are the chosen of God, and it will take hundreds, maybe 100 million dead on the Muslim side to produce the caliphate, the Muslim dream, not the American dream, the Muslim dream, a new Ottoman Empire, which Erdogan, the great man, is already positioning himself to lead. See? And that's why the Rothschilds had to get rid of Erdogan, because Erdogan understands the mentality of the great Muslim race. They're not pieces of scum, but are terrorists. No, they're the master race. The whites are the scum. The whites have no understanding of God, of how to live, of how to be true human beings.
Total degeneracy.
They're scared of death.
Yeah.
So I'm just giving you the Muslim position.
I understand.
Because none of you Americans understand the issues, because all of the Muslims who talk to you say, oh, there are moderate, terrorists, moderate fighters in Syria who will fight for you and make Syria another puppet state of
That's
the Rothschilds.
Right.
No, the dream, Islamic State have conceived a dream of the caliphate, that Muslims are a master race and that Muslims will die for Allah, because
rebirth of the caliphate.
Heaven.
Exactly.
Yeah,
2.3 billion Muslims in the world, by the way.
The problem hasn't even started, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this. Mm-hmm. We've now got Hollande saying he's at war with the Muslims, and it'll take a generation. Sorry, Hollande. No, the war hasn't even started. You're just seeing the faint echoes of the future caliphate. And if half the Muslim population has to die by going out and stabbing all the Westerns to death, running them over, shooting them dead, that is a price worth paying, because of course the caliphate is going to be born. Whatever they do to stop the caliphate being born will not work. Look at Erdogan. The Rothschilds sent their US Pentagon death squads, backed by their puppet Gulen, to get rid of him. What happened? The population, vivified by the dream, which Erdogan understands, back him, because all the Muslims want to get rid of the Saudi royal family, the Bahraini royal family, all of the gutless offal like General Sisi and Assad, the rest of them.
Yeah, that's extraordinary insight, Tim. Well, we're going to do this.
No, I'm just giving you the true story, because I'm not paid by Homeland Security or Amber Rudd to work for the government for their strategy, which is not preventing anything.
Very good. All right,
I'm giving
Tim.
You the truth.
Thank you. That was very helpful. We'll do it again next month.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
All right. Good night. Terrible Tim with an honest view. They have the dream, and it's going to be real tough unless we put Donald Trump in and he does what he said he's going to do: freeze immigration, vet and vet again before people from any country are allowed in here anymore. That's our only chance. Back in a few minutes.